Little White Lies by Emma Blair, read by Jane McFarlane. Chapter 1. Sweet Jesus, Ethne McDougall muttered on her first sighting of Thistle Street. It was a dump, an absolute and appalling rubbish-strewn slum. A lump rose in her throat and threatened to choke her. Ethne's daughter Lizzie, sitting alongside, regarded the street with horror. "Oh, Ma," she whispered. "Damn you, Dougal," Ethne inwardly raged. It was because of him they'd been forced to come and live in this hellhole. She vowed there and then she'd never forgive her husband as long as she lived. Never. "What's the number?" asked Mr. Walker, the haulier who'd brought them and their belongings all the way down from the Highlands to the great ugly urban sprawl that was Glasgow. 34, Ethne croaked. Mr. Walker flicked the reins and the horse continued on its way, the well-laden cart rattling over the cobbles. "It's maybe not as bad as it looks," Lizzie said hopefully to Ethne, trying to kid herself. Ethne shot Lizzie a glance, which said she didn't believe a word of it. If anything, Ethne reflected, it was probably worse. Two middle-aged women with scarves tied round their heads, even though it was the height of summer, paused in their gossiping to stare curiously at them as they went past. Lizzie wrinkled her nose in disgust. Thistle Street, like many they'd gone along since entering Glasgow, positively stank, reeking of chimney smoke, body odour, stale kitchen smells, human waste and God knows what else. "Here we are," Mr. Walker eventually announced, drawing up in front of number 34. This was his first visit to Glasgow, and would certainly be the last, since he thought it was as awful as Ethne and Lizzie did. He couldn't wait to get turned round and out of the place. In truth, apart from loathing the city, he sent...